somehow found my way into the Audioboo offices. It's nice when I'm in the area to drop by and see what new developments there are. Who are you?
I'm Tom.
Not the MySpace Tom, you're the Audioboo Tom.
Yes, I'm the Audioboo Tom. Yeah.
What's your job title here? I know it changes daily.
Ask him. I don't know.
Mark Rock is also here. What's his job title?
He's head of network services.
That sounds very posh.
Very dull. Yeah.
So what new developments are you allowed to talk about? Because there's all kinds of exciting...
Well, there's a point of contention. This is where we're going to start, I think. Mark's brought me here to explain streams. Now, streams you shouldn't know about. Streams are, how to put it, they're an internal abstraction of the ownership of booze. So far... I've just made that up as we go. That could be bollocks. we'll analyse in a minute. So far... it's been very simple. If you, as documentally, post a boo, you own that boo. You can do whatever the hell you like with it, and as long as you're logged in as you, you have control. What a lot of things that we've been trying to do have needed is some way to retain the authorship of a boo and the attribution of a boo, so documentally made this, but yielding the control of a boo to somebody else. I mean, the principal example that we're working with is moderation. So if you're being moderated, you want to make a clip, submit it, keep your name on it, but allow somebody else to control where it goes and what they do with it. So that's what Streams does. It's kind of a layer of, I don't know what, goo in between. Yeah, go on.
So give us a working example.
Well, that's the thing. This is where Mark gets it slightly... It's a very internal abstraction that we can do a lot with, whereas Mark instantly wants to put a label on the website saying, Streams, come and get your streams here now. Streams, add a stream, remove streams.
I guess it's down to the users to decide exactly how.
It's quite one of those awkward things where... I don't know how to put it. It's like anything technical. If it works internally, you don't care how it works. It's what you see on the outside. And Streams is very much, at the moment, an internal component.
So you're not ready to share it
yet. The thing. It can do a lot, but we have to build things on top of it. So as I say, moderation is a good example. We can do moderation now because we've got, or we'll have Streams as soon as it's deployed. We can do a lot of things like private boos you'd be able to do, because you'd be able to assign the privacy of a boo based on what stream it's in. So you can have a public stream and a private stream, and a private stream are all your private clips, and you can allow people in to view a stream. But it's my opinion, and this is the point of contention, that it shouldn't be called Streams. Streams are purely the internal representation of that. We build features on top of Streams.
You see how difficult it
is to work? I tell you what, I would not want to be in your meeting rooms as normally. I'm skating around on a wheelie chair here. You might be able to hear. And outside, there are actual professional skaters shooting some wide-angled video. So,
YouTube in half an hour.
Yeah, you'll see no end of stuff. Mark, now I understand your frustrations. You're dealing with a, I don't know, it rhymes with genii. No, I'm joking. You're dealing with somebody who has to have their head right inside the code, and when you throw ideas, and in particular users like me, because Audioboo has grown very organically in so many ways, like mould, some might say, sprawled to certain directions, and you've had to kind of hone it in and rein it in, especially Tom has had to hone it in and rein it in a lot, because people like me say, I want this, I want that, I want the other. Streams seems to be, it's possible now, and in a, whether it's going to be called Streams or not. Give me an example of how the booer on the street could potentially use this for themselves.
Okay, so there's obviously going to be a huge load of examples. One might be a radio call-in. So a radio station would set up a stream which had permission set so anyone could post into it, and then ask its listeners to post boos into that. They could then moderate those out and pick the six or seven they want to put on air. Something like Glastonbury, so you could set up a Glastonbury stream to allow everyone who's there to do it. You could potentially even add location details to the stream itself, so that people who are near that location will actually find that stream based on their location details. Family streams, so restrict access to a stream of your children based on only family members. I mean, there's a huge load of examples.
It's just down to the imagination of the user at the end of the day. And I guess the interface is going to be key here, because Audioboo is very popular because of its simplicity and its complete ease of operation. You only have to look at it for 2 seconds to realise how it works. What you're explaining now is almost unlimited creative potential in directing content to certain people, have it moderated, you know, delivering content into certain newspapers and shared ownership or ownership of the newspaper, should they be paying you for your content? Am I on the right lines?
Yeah. It's as Tom would put it, a can of worms.
Which is why I wanted to tread gently into that can of worms and ease worms out one by one is what I'm trying to do.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah. And I guess to a certain extent, as sometimes testers of this kind of kit, you tend to give me an app and say, this is possible, and it might not necessarily be the prettiest of tech and the back end. It always looks nice to me, and then I'll find out if it breaks or doesn't break. But also the possibilities and potential. Is there a danger in letting all of this out in one go? Tom, I know what you will say.
Yep. Yes, absolutely, 100% for sure.
Mark, are you in the same mindset? You all say, let's throw it out there and let them get tangled up.
No, I think we have definite dates on which we're going to launch this. So okay. We will launch it with selected partners initially, just to show some of the possibilities. And then, like you say, the key to that is getting the UI right, because it could be really, really confusing, and potentially it's a separate app.
So the organisations that have bought licences and have the pro version of Audioboo, for example, they will get to try this out first.
Yeah, there'll be both pro users and also kind of key users, mm-hmm. people that have got really interesting content or have got a need for it. Yeah. So just trying to launch with different examples of how it might be used. Yeah. But very soon after that, yeah, it's going to be opened up to everyone.
The web interface has changed massively, and there's an incredible amount that you can do through audioboo.com, which people probably don't even know. Anything you can do on the phone, to a certain extent, you can do through your web browser now, which in one way gets over the argument, oh, it's not available for my phone yet. I've got a Samsung 4J7 from Korea. It's not available in the UK. whatever, I made that up. What platforms? Mobile platforms, because I've had a go at Audioboo from my iPad and it works. The mic's a bit pants. Yeah, I deleted it. It's on an account that you may not have noticed. yes, he knows everything. What other bits and bobs can you audio be from? Come on then, the Tom.
Oh, well, actually, no, I don't want to release that, don't I? I was playing around with, should we?
Yeah,
email booing. So anyone with email client can send in a boo. It's currently just a proof of concept that nice. I will have to let you play with in a minute.
Sure. So I would have an email address. I guess the title would be the subject.
Yep.
Any type of audio file, be it...
Well, at the moment, it's a bit naive.
I want any type. I want FLAC, I want AIFF, I want... No.
You're fine so far. No, what I was going to say is, it's a bit naive. It takes the first image attachment and the first audio attachment. Now, I can see problems happening if somebody has an auto-appended sort of signature with an image in. It might pinch that as the image, but you know these things are to be played with when we actually do release it, if ever.
Okay, but that sounds very flexible.
Very fragile, yeah. It's not
bad
as
code.
It's bad code all the way through, really. Bad code means it can handle 1.5 email at a time. I don't know. We've not tried it properly. Good opportunity, I suppose.
This is what you guys are good at experimentation and allowing people to experiment, and then when it does break, screaming momentarily, unplugging everything, plugging it back in and taking a deep breath.
Yes.
So
what happened this morning?
What happened this morning?
They were faffing around on the live server with untested components.
Open Solaris let us down slightly, but I'm talking to someone at Oracle at the moment.
Oh, this is all super... This is where you start talking in matrix terms.
Well, no, I can tell you that Nginx blocked in a kernel mutex. There you go.
What must your dreams be like if this is your waking day? I have no idea.
I can tell you Jonathan's dream, actually. Jonathan, our CTO, came yesterday and said, I had a dream that every time a boo was created, we blew up a balloon and sent it out the window.
What is he? Was he?
It was a fucking brilliant idea, actually. So, if you see balloons in the sky, people, a boo has been born.
And then he tapped his pipe out on the table and got on with his work. Well, it sounds like there's going to be some really interesting stuff happening in the not too distant future. I'm looking forward to definitely trying out email booing, because that to a certain extent, opens you up to every mobile device that has email capability.
That's the idea.
Nice. Minimal work, maximum publishing possibilities, yes. Well, thank you very much.
That's okay, thank you.
Cheers. I'm not going to mention Project Tango.
Oh, it's on the board written in big letters. I could...